Oh, it melts in. No one will ever know I'm wearing it, right? Black on black. Mm-hmm. Nice chic. Serious, right, Melissa? This is designer's dream, right? We all set? Are we on?
Yeah.
Oh, we are on. So that means I have to say something?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to talk a little bit about Where is God, Part 2. And the astute amongst you, wherever you may be, will probably realize that there was a Part 1. Yeah, there was a Part 1. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go a little bit into that again as kind of a preamble and then come into this. Because what I really want to do in Part 2 is I want to elaborate further on Part 1, which I guess is only logical. And I really want to really fine-tune it and help you really get and have a total understanding of God, of where this thing called God is. Okay, and what is meant by God, how it works, how it's perceived, etc., etc. Okay, now, in Part 1, we came to the rather, quote, obvious conclusion, and it's obvious only after the fact, that God is inside. But what does that mean? Okay? And it means that God lives within us as us. And that within us, in this body, is housed God, the soul, the spirit. Okay? The proof for that is every single graveyard in the world and every single grave is proof of the pudding. Because once the soul withdraws from the body, then that's the animation of it. It's over. Okay, there's nothing animating the human form anymore. The soul withdraws, maybe, I don't know, 30 minutes, 45 minutes worth of currents, physical currents still pursing through the body, and then that's it for the body. You know, and usually people who work in hospices or with the dying, they can tell when the person's about to die. Because as the soul starts to depart, the breathing will shift, and it changes. And it gets more shallow, etc., and they can tell that the end of the body is here. Okay, so God lives in us as us in the soul that we are. Okay, because that's really where we are. Now, it's obvious that God's inside, and I know it's an easy concept mentally to kind of grasp. Well, yeah, he's inside, you know, and he's omniscient, and he's omnipotent, and he's omnipresent. You know, we all know that, right? Okay, except to know that directly is really the purpose of why you're in human form. Why you have a body. So that you can know yourself as spirit, know yourself as God. And if you take a look at your life, you see that your impulses, the impulses that you have, they all kind of drive you out into the world. Down and out, as it were. Okay, I'm not giving you location, but just kind of out into the world, and down into a downward spiral. You're always going out, always out, okay? And what happens is that the karma pushes you out. When the karma is upon you, your own creations, you're pushed out, okay? There's only one remedy. And that's the cure provided by God. You go opposite that. You go, as it were, in and up. Okay? Through an initiatory process. Initiation into the sound current is the remedy. It's been here forever. Okay? But why does God give you a remedy of going inward and up, as it were? Okay? Now, he's not sending you to Yankee Stadium to watch a basketball game. You know, he's not telling you, hey, go here where everybody plays baseball so you can watch basketball. He's not doing that, okay? What God does is he tells us, as it were, the, quote, location. I don't mean to give it a physicality, but it is attached. The soul is attached with the body, to the body, you see? And what happens when we so-called die is that attachment, the cord, is just severed. Okay? That's what happens. So God tells us to go in and up. Okay? Go inward, so God's within, and the up part. Now that's the interesting thing. Okay? And I know there's some people who are not, haven't yet come to walking this path, although every soul is going to walk this path, because that's how we all go home to it. This lifetime, 20 lifetimes from now, doesn't matter. But if you're smart enough to come here, I'd like to give you an edge. Okay, so we're going up. Okay, and we know that on the levels in the inner worlds where we live as spirit, we live in the inner worlds. See, and this form is just the outcropping of that. And it houses the spirit. See, and yeah, you're sitting there, I'm sitting here, and all that kind of stuff, right? And we think, boy, we're really here, and this is our location, you see? And our ego can locate us at this center, or that center, or this center, wherever we are, you know? We called out the names of all those places, and we're there, right? But that's just where our physical form is. Okay, the spirit in us lives in the inner worlds. And the inner worlds, and I'll just give it to you in terms of the closest to the physical, is what's called the astral, where the imagination is, the causal, where the emotions are, where your feelings are, the mental, where your thoughts are, and the etheric, where the sort of the great unconscious is, and then into what's called the soul realm, where the soul lives. See, and this soul lives here eternally in the inner worlds. And God gave us life. We come into this life, we come to know Him directly. And we come to know that Him by being able to travel in the inner worlds and be with God. Okay? But travel doesn't mean you go from point A to point B. See? Travel means that you have around the soul, you have, as it were, the karmas that you've created, or the sheets around the soul. And as you get more and more light, only one way you get that, by the way, that's by loving God, that stuff burns out and burns off. And the gauze around the soul, as it were, dissolves and gets clearer. So you travel up, as it were, you go through the levels and you go into what's called the soul realm. Okay, now I've given a capsule summary here, and it looks like this is a process that can take 5 minutes, okay? Well, it can take you thousands and thousands and thousands of lifetimes, okay, to get to the point where you begin to walk this path. And the path, you see, there's no way through these levels. There's no way through other than the way we've been taught. And the way we've been taught is, and one of the great teachers was the Christ Jesus. He didn't teach us about Christianity. That's not his thing. Okay? But he taught us the way. He said, I'm the Word made manifest. The Word is another name for the sound current or the Holy Spirit. He said, I'm the outcropping of the sound current. And in us is the Holy Spirit, or the sound current. And through a gift of initiation into the sound current, the soul then can access and has direct access into the Lord God. See, this is crucial. Without it, there ain't any. So through that gift, and through the gift of really working with inwardly with the spiritual form of whatever you call this thing that sits here as the teacher, you work in the inner worlds together and you progress. and you move and you love God. See, because when it comes time to drop the body, guess how you're going to be placed? There's only one judgment. Judgment Day, I'm going to Judgment Day here. You know? And it's not going to be, hey, did you make good cookies? Were you a, quote, good person? Did you hit the game-winning home run? Did you have all this money? Were you the best grandfather that ever was? Sorry, that stuff doesn't enter into it, okay? But how it works is that if you're blessed and fortunate enough to be working under what's called the sound current or the Holy Spirit, you get placed according to how much you love God. That's the criteria. How much you love God. The only one. Okay? Other souls are under what's called the Lords of Karma. See? And the Lords of Karma decide what their karma will be in the sense of how they created it. How much karma got created, where they're going to be placed in the inner worlds, etc., etc., and then how they're placed for their next lifetime. See, and interestingly enough, it's not a place, but in the inner worlds where that happens, it's called the Satanel. Okay? So human beings being like we are, there's Satan, man, you know, and his judgment. Well, it has nothing to do with judgment in a terrible sense, but it has to do with the simple fact that God can't be mocked, and God won't be mocked. So whatever the soul has created, it knows. And it goes there, and it is showing its creations. And it's responsible for it. It's karmically responsible for it. See, this is crucial. We don't get away with anything, you know? Woody Allen has these movies out where, you know, we're going to get away. Where's God, you know? Where's God according to Woody Allen? You know, well, I don't know, there ain't really any, so let's see how much we can get away with, you know? But that's not it. See, because we're it. See, that's the trick. We're it, and we have that responsibility. So God is located in us, and really through all those levels. But, and this is important, it must start, God must originate, which he does, from the spiritual light, or the light of the Most High. And through initiation, yeah, you have access to it. Okay? Without it, what are people saying when they say, well, you know, I have this experience of God, and I know God, and I love God, and I don't doubt it. And they do. And they are speaking the truth. Okay? But what's the God that they're talking about? Okay? See, and on all those levels that I talked about, where the imagination is, feeling, thought, unconscious, there's magnetic light. It's the magnetic light. It's God on the magnetic realms. Or, see, what happens, we can only know God by reflection. That's all. Okay? It's kind of like we know the sun only by seeing the moon, because the moon reflects the light of the sun, and it's night. And that's how it is in the consciousness. It's night in the consciousness, okay? Until the consciousness has received the blessing of initiation. It's the door through all this, okay? It's what God has given us to know him, okay? So God is within us, and see, God's pretty smart. So we have these magnetic levels inside of us, and then we have the spiritual light. And by the way, there are lots and lots and lots of levels beyond the place of soul, what's called eternal life. So when Jesus is used as an example, he's entered eternal life, and of course us humans, we go around like dummies going, hey, Jesus, wow, he entered eternal life. See, and it's a nice little trick we all have so that we're not responsible. We don't go, yeah, Jesus did it, and he demonstrated it, and wait a second, he said that what's in him is in us too. Wait a second, we can go to eternal. Oh, we have that responsibility. How do we do it? Okay, and the way is here. See, but us humans are real good in dodging our responsibilities. But no one gets away with anything, you know? So God is in us, inside, and God also uses those levels. So when a soul does get, as it were, hooked into or awakened into the spiritual light, with the spiritual light, then the spiritual light flows, and it flows on all those levels that are magnetic too. Because the spiritual light can work on the magnetic levels, but the magnetic levels can't work where spirit works. See? So the soul, as it were, is confined or condemned to its sleep in the magnetic worlds until it has arisen, as it were, until it gathers its strength, until it... Some souls are very smart, you know. They kind of back into this thing called God, and they turn to God, and they say, hey, help me, because I'm... Forget it. I ain't got a clue. And God, in His mercy and His kindness, He extends Himself through all the levels. See? But all these levels are in us. You know, and we recently finished a 10-week religion course. And it was pretty interesting, you know. And what constantly happened in these religions is you'd see one approach and then you'd see another religion come by and they would throw it out and do the opposite. And you saw duality working and how they honestly tried to solve the problem of God with duality. Because that's how the mind operates, in duality. And of course, it couldn't be solved. And kind of the undercurrent from what I picked up with people in the class was, gee, how can we all be so stupid? You know, how can we miss it? You know, how can we have these approaches to God but never get there? Okay? And part of it is that's part of the game. But the other thing is that these religions all come out of the levels where there's the magnetic light. And that's what happens. That's what happens. There's a house of mirrors. And there's all the confusion. And there's all the mire. And there's all the karma. And the soul can't see itself. It can't know itself. Okay? But somewhere in all this miasma and all this karma, guess what? There's God. See? And even the karma, there's God. You know, the nice thing about the path for soul transcendence, well, one of the nice things is it doesn't teach that karma is a bozo no-no. Oh my God, I'm living in fear, I created some more karma. Hey, okay, use some tools, learn how not to. But also, God was smart enough to have the soul be responsible and have the soul, when it creates karma, to use it to lift and to grow. See? And also, guess what? In His mercy and kindness, He's given us a way that we don't have to go through our karma here. That through grace, see, karma means that we're going to learn what we need to learn. You got to, okay? Because you can't, the soul, as it were, can't stand before the Father and go home and be with Him. Unless it has learned its own divinity and has spiritually strengthened itself and come to know itself as soul, as spirit. Okay, then it can go before God, as it were, in the inner worlds. But you can't do that, okay, if you have karma. If you have a whole bunch of things to learn that you've created from separation. Because you've forgotten your God. So the soul is all these creations because we've forgotten we're God, and it's karma. Okay? So God, in His mercy and kindness, extends Himself and says, okay, here I am. Here's the way home. It's inside of you. Let me give you a way through grace to to uplift and grow and to get the lessons that you need, but in other ways, in inwardly, in the inner worlds, even though your body is here. So you don't have to go through this world working through your karma. You know, and so many spirit groups, etc., say, oh, you have to balance your karma, or you have to, you know, if you get X, Y, and Z amount of karma, oh my God, you're going to transmigrate into a frog. No offense, Marilyn, I didn't mean to offend you. You're going to do that, you know, or if you, you know, if you create karma, my God, it's the world's worst thing. No, it's not. It's all for your learning, you see? And on the path of soul transcendence, we focus on love, simply love of God, because that's all that's needed, okay? But this God is in all those levels. It's in the emotions. It's in your feelings. It's in your thoughts. It's in your unconscious. It's in your imagination. And what happens is when the soul comes to initiation, receives initiation, and the spiritual technique is taught, the soul then can enter those magnetic levels and allow the spiritual light to burn there. And by focusing and loving God, that spiritual light dissolves all that karma. See, that's really how it works. So that God is in you, okay? But I'll be honest with you, you ain't got a chance in the magnetic frequencies without the spiritual light. You don't have a chance. There's no way home. You can only know God by reflection. You can only know God through the karmic fields, through the distortion of your own karma. Okay? And it's set up for us that every soul goes home to God. That's the journey. We all go home to God. And there's a way to do it. Okay? But God is within us. But it takes dedication and it takes love. Love of yourself and love of God to devote yourself to loving God and to the discipline of that. Now if you notice, we're not living in caves, we're right in the hubbub of New York City here. You know, and there are a lot of students around, live productive lives, etc. We're not into being a hermit. So we live our lives, yet the real focus is upon loving God, because that's the purpose of it. So this God is inside of us. And this is important. He's readily available. See, we don't need a middleman. We don't need a clergy. We don't need anything. All we need is the blessing of having received initiation. And that, as it were, wakes up the soul. And then it's up to that soul to determine how much it's going to use that present, how much it's going to use that gift. See? And that soul starts to learn its responsibilities. And it also starts to see, well, wait a second, I create things on the astral in my imagination. Well, wait a second, that's a creation. Oh, and then that's a creation that separates me from the spirit I am. Oh, so I'm distancing myself from God. Oh, and we learn to just focus on spirit, on God, and know Him directly. See? You know, I have someone I know who's an artist outside of my better half. His work is probably the only other work I really admire. And he's said several times, well, you know, I look in nature and I see God. Well, yeah, God's design is there. The rhythms of the season are there. The intricacies of nature. Of course, okay? But that's not all where God is, you know? If nature has all that design, what about the design in us? What about the intricacies in us? You know, The seasons change. Flowers, pollination, all that. Animals do their thing. There's a selection process at work. I mean, there's a design there. Okay, well, if there's a design with flowers and animals, think how much grander the design is for us. That's why when the Christ Jesus said Solomon in all his glory, you know, ain't nothing compared to who we really are. He was talking about being in the glory body, being in the spirit that we are, being in the soul, but while we're in the body, see? And the great gift of God and the great gift of initiation is you can be with Him and know God while you're in the body. It's not like you're going to die and then, oh, you're going to see God. Well, it doesn't work that way, you know? You can only see and be with the God that you were with while you're in the body. See? Yet God animates us. The souls are packed with His light. The cells in us are packed with His light. Every single soul is God. See, and God waits for us to complete Himself, for us to become conscious, wake up out of the dream, out of the sleep called life, and come into eternal life to be with Him. That's God's plan, see? And God put Himself in us and made us responsible. So yeah, God's in your karma, God's in your negativity, but use Him and use the karma to lift and grow. Have the courage to want to see clearly, to want to know God directly. Because somewhere in the deepest recesses of your consciousness, you have the memory. In the beginning was the Word was with God. That means that the spirit, the sound current that you are, the soul that you are, in the beginning was with God. And now we're going home. See, that's why Jesus is called the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. The beginning was with God. The end is with God, okay? And when I say Jesus, I don't mean Jesus, this religious thing. I mean the Christ, a Christed being. And a Christed being means a consciousness that is at one with God, that is Christed, always remembers its divinity, isn't permitted to forget. That's a Christed being, you see? And that being has come to know itself as God, you know? And it kind of reminds me of, I gave a talk somewhere, I think it was upstate New York, and it was a question and answer period, and some guy said, well, how do you know God exists, and how do you know? Nobody knows that. Nobody can see it, you know? And I didn't know if he was trying to, you know, make sure his wife didn't spend time in meditation or what, but I thought, well, this is fascinating, because either the guy is a deaf mute, but then he couldn't have asked the question, or he missed the whole point of the talk, you see? Because in point of fact, nobody, there isn't a single body that can know God. Bodies don't do that. Bodies don't know God. The soul in that body knows God, you see? And God gave us this form so that we could know Him. And that's the purpose of human life. And it's been here forever, and the way home has been here forever. Okay, so everything is really of God. Okay, but you want to ask yourself, what's the God? Is it a magnetic God, or is it a spiritual God? And yeah, ultimately in the big picture, the magnetic God, yeah, it's a part of the spiritual God, okay? But you have no access to it. The soul doesn't know that. You can't know God directly other than through his gift of initiation. See? And it's kind of like you're looking at the moon, you're going, wow, that's the light, huh? That's the sun. Because the consciousness doesn't know that it's reflected. So, oh, that's the real sun. That's the real thing. And you just don't have a clue. See? Because of the soul's being asleep. And through the gift of initiation, you get, as it were, to know the light directly and go, oh, that's the sun. Ah, well, that sure is a hell of a lot different from the moon. See? But the soul doesn't know that. Other than through this gift, you see. So God's inside, yeah, he's on all the levels, and he's waiting for you to discover him inside of you. He gave you this life for a purpose. You know, it's finely designed. It's no accident that you're here. I guarantee you. Okay, it's finely orchestrated. You know, and if you could see your karmic line of action, you'd be amazed when the decision was made to come into this life and why and what it's a result of. You know? So use it properly. And you're going to find in your life there's a lot of things that want to push you out, push you out, push you out, push you out into the world, into your thoughts, into your feelings, into your emotions. Okay? And by taking initiation, the soul develops spiritual muscle, as it were. It goes to the gym, as it were, when it does its practices. And it develops the strength. And it's able to go in and up, as it were, and be with God because it knows how to go into the soul body. And there in the soul body, it's with God. See? And that's why it said when you're out of the body, you're with God, when you're out of this form. But it's you're still in the form, you see, and we humans have taken it to mean when you're out of the body, when you're dead. Okay, but that's not it. When you're out of the attachment to this body, when the currents, as it were, of the soul have kind of withdrawn and go into the soul body, and because of that silver cord, you're still connected to the body, but the currents have been withdrawn, and you go in the soul body, and there you are with God. See? And there's some initiates here. They may be sitting in different places. Their bodies may be in different places. But in the inner worlds, they're with God. And they can hold that frequency. And that we sit in adoration of God. We just adore God. We're lovers of God. That's what we do here. See? And the soul body is the church, as it were. It's the temple, it's the mosque, whatever you want to call it. And you're the clergy person, and your job is to minister to the God within. See? You know? And God in his mercy, and also, because we have free will, he's hidden himself in us. Okay, but I've told you where he is. I've given you a map. I'm wondering if you guys will do the hard work, you know, with the shovel and do the digging. And the digging is taking initiation and disciplining yourself, lovingly following the spiritual guidelines and pursuing God. See? And then you'll pursue God and you'll go, well, wait a second. Wait a second. I'm trying to reach God, and in reality, guess who's doing this reaching? Guess who's pursuing God? It's God pursuing God. Oh, it's me. Yeah. Tag, we're it. Okay? So that's how the game works. And it's quite a neat game. Okay, so, you know, the Treasure of the Sierra Madre is a great movie, right? But that's nothing compared to this movie. And the treasure that's inside of you is extraordinary, because that's where God sits, on every level, on every thought, and every atom in all that you are. Okay? But it's meaningless. It's because it sits there as potential. It's only meaningful if you actualize it. And God in His kindness has given us a way. So I encourage you to jump on board ship. Okay, and we'll stop with that.